From Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. Senate report accuses the CIA of using torture. Iraqi officials want more air power from the United States. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. A U.S. Senate report says the Central Intelligence Agency tortured suspected terrorists following the September 11, 2001 attacks on the U.S. The Senate Intelligence Committee released the report today. Dianne Feinstein is the chairwoman.
The report released today examines the CIA's secret overseas detention of at least 119 individuals and the use of coercive interrogation techniques, in some cases amounting to torture.
The report says the spy agency mistreated prisoners and misled Congress and the American people about the effectiveness of the so-called enhanced techniques it used. Outgoing U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel met with top Iraqi officials in Baghdad today. Edward Uranian reports.
Defense Secretary Hagel met with a group of 200 American and Australian troops on the first segment of his visit, telling them that it is ultimately up to Iraq to defend and support itself.
We can train, we can assist, we can advise, and we're doing that.
A statement from the Iraqi Prime Minister's office indicated that Baghdad is seeking to buy more weapons from the U.S. to defend itself and also hopes to get more U.S. air support for Iraqi ground forces. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has fired Vice President Joyce Mujuru and at least seven government ministers seen as her allies. She denies accusations that she was plotting to oust the president from office. She says she'll remain a loyal member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. This is VOA News. South African prosecutors are appealing for a harsher conviction and sentence for Oscar Pistorius for killing his girlfriend in 2013. Anita Powell reports Judge Thokozile Masipa heard arguments today in the same Pretoria courtroom where she announced the manslaughter conviction and 5-year sentence for the celebrated runner.
Now, his prosecutors want a second chance to punish him more severely for his crime. If they are granted the appeal, Pistorius may face a decision from a higher court that could convict him of murder, and he could spend 15 years behind bars. Head prosecutor Harry Nell.
The sentence is for what the accused did is shockingly inappropriate.
Nell's appeal rests on the premise that Judge Thokozile Masipa misinterpreted the law in her verdict and sentence. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The Ukrainian army and pro-Russian rebel forces are laying down their arms in an attempt to revive a September ceasefire. The sides have promised to suspend hostilities as part of today's so-called Day of Silence. The ceasefire appeared to be mostly holding, although scattered fighting was reported. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko told an audience in Singapore that Europe is ready for Ukrainian membership.
I'm absolutely sure that Europe are ready for Ukraine. Ukraine maybe passed the most difficult exam in their history, and maybe they pay the most high price for getting European membership.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, meanwhile, is strongly criticizing Russia's actions in Ukraine. She told a convention of her Christian Democratic Party today that what's been happening for months in Ukraine threatens Europe's peaceful order. She accused Russia of violating international law and trying to create spheres of influence. Hong Kong police have warned protesters they have until Thursday to clear the territory's remaining protest sites. This could bring an end to more than 2 months of pro-democracy demonstrations. A new report says the gap between the richest and the poorest people in some of the world's biggest economies has reached its highest level in 30 years. The Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development made the study. Al-Qaeda is claiming 2 suicide car bombings on a military base in southern Yemen. The bombings today killed 7 soldiers. The militant group ambushed another military facility in the province of Hadramut late Monday, killing 2 other soldiers. Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate continued their U.S. visit today. There was a stop at the National September 11th Memorial and Museum in New York City. The royal couple laid flowers at the site, which pays tribute to the nearly 3,000 victims of the 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States. 67 British citizens were among those killed. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.